Twitter censors Senate candidate Lauren Witzke's immigration views as hateful conduct. By Alim Bokhari on October 10, 2020. Twitter locked the account of Lauren Witzke, the Republican Party candidate in Delaware's U.S. Senate race, over a tweet highlighting the impact of mass migration into Europe. According to Twitter, messages against mass immigration are hateful conduct. "Let's be clear, mass migration absolutely destroyed Europe," said Witzke in her tweet. "Italy, France, Sweden and Germany took in tons of migrants who never assimilated. Rapes, murders, and other heinous crimes abound. I will end all immigration into the U.S. for 10 years." Twitter said the tweet violates its rules against hateful conduct, warning the Senate candidate that repeated violations would result in the termination of her access to the platform. In a comment to Breitbart News, Witzke promised swift action on the issue of tech censorship if elected to the Senate, citing the example of Republican President Teddy Roosevelt, who took on the power of big monopolies at the start of the 20th century. "This is yet another example of Twitter, which is partially owned by a Saudi Arabian prince, interfering in American elections," said Witzke. "If Democrats in Congress really cared about election meddling like they've claimed for the past 4 years, they'd work with Republicans and President Trump to end big tech censorship, which we all know is weaponized against conservatives. Social media censorship is the civil rights issue of our time. And when I'm in the U.S. Senate, I will hold these Silicon Valley monopolies accountable. They will respect the First Amendment and stop restricting free speech, or they will face consequences unlike anything America has seen since Teddy Roosevelt was president." Breitbart News has reached out to Twitter for comment. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.